I thought that I can write. I say to people all the time, oh, I can't write. And part of my reason for coming onto Audio Boo is because I say, oh, I'm much better at audio than writing. And I was recently offered the opportunity to write a chapter, a short story for a book. And the benefits to me are immense. I don't have to, all I have to do is write a short piece, 1500 words, and there wasn't even any strict criteria, just apart from the fact that it needed to be inspiring. And it was meant to show someone why coaching is a good thing, either for them to be a coach or for them to be coached. And my friend is collating this book, and she's a published author, so she is editing it and collating it and doing all the publishy bits that have to be done, so I don't have to do anything else. And there's another well-known published author who's going to be writing the preface. So the idea is that this book could become a New York Times bestseller, in which we'll all get royalties, all the people who have contributed, or at least be a published book in, you know, which I can give to my clients as a gift, or, you know, whatever. And and again, then apparently once you've had a little bit of publishing, you can say you're a published author. So benefits were massive, and I sat down to write stories, and I couldn't write them, and I was writing things, and they were rubbish, and this went on for weeks. I had, you know, at least a month to do this, and deadline was fast approaching. Deadline was 15th of September, and I'd gotten to the point on around about the 13th, the 12th of September, to think, I'm just going to say, I can't write the book, I can't write the chapter, I can't write, it's not me, I'll just have to pass up this opportunity. And part two will tell you what happened next.